Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our series on the book of Habakkuk. We've been looking at this prophet who prophesied in Judah around 600 BC, 650 to 600 BC. And this week, we kind of finished out this series that we've been calling Forged. And the big idea has been that faith is forged through the fire. And I was kind of given a summary this past week about how week one, we talked about really crying out to God about injustice. That's what Habakkuk does. He looks around at the moral and spiritual decline of the nation, and he cries out to God about it. And so we talked about our ability to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, things are not as they should be, and to say that to God, and at the same time take hope that one day Jesus will make all things as they should be when he returns. Week two, we looked at how God responds to Habakkuk, but the response is not what Habakkuk wants to hear. God says, I'm not absent, but I am doing something, but what I'm doing is sending the Babylonians, this ruthless and evil people, to come in and to wipe out the nation of Judah, to deport them. Eventually he will restore Judah, but right now, I mean, it's going to be ugly, and for a long time, many, many years, it's going to be ugly. And Habakkuk's really wrestling with that. And so we talked about, you know, how do you respond when God's response to you is not what you wanted to hear? And then last week, Brian Fry walked us through chapter 2, where we find really the heart of the book of Habakkuk, and that is chapter 2, verse 4, where he says, the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous man shall live by his faith. And that's repeated three times in the New Testament. In some of the most theologically rich, pivotal books, you see it in Romans and in Galatians and in Hebrews, right? The righteous shall live by faith. And so this past Sunday, we went into chapter 3, and this is sort of it's the conclusion of the book, but it's very cool because it's a prayer, it's a psalm that Habakkuk writes back to God. So after the initial, Lord, what are you doing and where are you? And then God says, here I am and here's what I'm doing. And then Habakkuk gets kind of upset about that and is wrestling with God over that. But then he really gets a vision in chapter 2 of just what God has done in the past. And he looks at, or in chapter 3, he gets a vision of what God has done in the past. He recounts what God has done throughout their history. He's trusting in the future justice of God. In chapter 2, God told Habakkuk, I will eventually punish Babylon. But then the last few verses of chapter 3 in this kind of prayer and praise to God are pretty extraordinary. They really are an extension of chapter 2, verse 4, the righteous shall live by faith. And this is what Habakkuk says. I'm going to read it to you, 17, 18, and 19 in chapter 3. It says, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls. So in other words, even though the circumstances aren't going to change, even if the circumstances don't change, even if Babylon does everything that God says they're going to do and it doesn't get better and they don't leave and really the worst seems to come to pass, he says this in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Not in my circumstances, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. In other words, he helps me to soar like the eagle and run like the deer. And I think this is an extraordinary statement. One of the greatest confessions of faith that we find in the Old Testament. Habakkuk saying, even though the worst is going to come to pass, still, I'm going to choose to trust and take joy in God, in who he is, and in what he's done for us, for the people of Israel, and for me. And I think that's my hope. I told our folks, that's my hope for every one of us, that we can say, God, no matter what happens, I will take joy in Jesus Christ, my God, who died and rose again for me, even though the circumstances may not change. I know that God is still good. And that's a great question. I kind of ask our folks this question. Hey, what is it that changed here? That from chapter 1, Habakkuk is crying out to God and wrestling with God and saying, God, I don't really like your answer. To chapter 3, where he's praising God and saying, God, I'm going to rejoice in you no matter what. What changed? And the answer is not his circumstances. His circumstances didn't change. What changed is Habakkuk. God, through the circumstances and through the trials, forged Habakkuk's faith, as we've been saying. He grew Habakkuk's faith such that Habakkuk was able to say, even if the worst comes to pass, I'm going to choose to praise God and trust Him, and I will walk by faith and not by sight. And that's my hope for myself. That's hope for my family. It's my hope for you and for our entire church, that we can say that with Habakkuk. God, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. And so I want to give us some time to pray this morning and pray that to the Lord. God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, to continue to look to you and rejoice in the God of our salvation. Let's take time to pray this morning. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you've enjoyed this Forged series. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you tomorrow.